You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Sure is. We've got in the studio with me today for Stage Direction, Alice Canton. Great to have you. How are you?
So good. I'm breastfeeding my baby. Actually, it is World Breastfeeding Week. So look, she was having a little wah, so I thought, you know what, just whip that tit out because it's a superpower. So here we are, her second show, and she's already on the mic. So what can I say?
She's doing so good. Literally a protege. Look at that. We've also got joined with us Lee Smith-Gibbons and Florence Hardigan here to speak about Larabinth, a new show at Pitt Street Theatre inspired by the beloved 80s fantasy movie Labyrinth. Very exciting. How are you guys today?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, real good.
It's really epic because, Lee, you've been making these shows for years.
Yeah, 10 years actually, this year.
Yeah, great.
And since the first one.
I was going to say, what an iconic work to kick off that. Like, I mean, it's not like you were working towards an anniversary, but let's start by talking to us about this practice of adaptation.
Yes.
What is it that you do with these works? Like, what are they?
Well, they just, they started off, my first one was The Fly,
yes.
And that was kind of getting the screenplay and going through and going, I'm just editing this so it will be for three people in a lounge to do all the things.
Oh, I love this.
And then there's the inherent silliness of that. But now, like over the years, I've gotten further and further away from the source material.
Yes.
And I feel like more jokes.
Yes, love that.
But yeah, kind of going, yeah, I kind of know what happens. And then just making my own story.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoy.
There must be some quite liberating in a way, as opposed to that, like, to the book adaptation, where you are, like, it's about people understanding those discernible moments, iconic moments. In a way, there's a liberation, I imagine, when you go, you know what, actually, I'm not going to promise an audience or to myself that I will include those things.
Yeah, and we do try and, like, put things in, you know, when I'm writing the first one, I'll think, what are the important things that we at least have to acknowledge in some way? And then also, particularly with this show, Matthew Crawley is a huge fan of it. And so he'd be like, Lee, I just wondered if maybe we could put in this bit because, like, diehard fans, and sometimes I'm like, yes, good call, and sometimes I'm like, nope,
no,
too bad.
You have to be so staunch. I mean, it is interesting as well because for everyone, they're always going to have, like, their favourite moment and they're going to go, oh, I can't wait to see how they do that or such. Talk to me about with you your involvement in the work and the show. Is this your first time collaborating with Lee?
Yeah, it's my first time collaborating with Lee outside of our day job at Shortland Street.
I see. So you're both writers on the writing table at Shortland Street?
Yes. Yeah, Lee's a script editor and I'm sort of a dialogue writer, but I feed into the story table as well.
Okay. Yeah. I love this, like, when you learn about the distinction between the parts of the script, right? It's not just like you sit there and go, A says this, B says this. You guys actually, you have a whole sort of a map that you sketch out before you then fill it in.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole machine. It's a lot, it's very collaborative, actually. It's a really cool... it's a really cool environment to work in that way, for sure.
And, I mean, I love that you guys are both theatre gals doing writing for TV, but you're going back to theatre or performance. So, yeah, what's the collaboration been like?
It's been awesome. Obviously I met Lee through our job and I think we have a really similar sense of humour. And I had actually seen the last iteration. I've seen the last two shows Lee's done because I lived overseas for a while and came back and saw the interviews with some vampires, and that was
Interviews with our vampires.
It was interviews with our vampires, and I went to the show just because I was a fan of Lee, and I actually didn't know it was a parody, and I was like, this is really familiar, but not super familiar.
Do I know this? I think I do, but maybe I don't. Yeah.
But I had a great time, and then halfway through I was like, oh!
Yeah, click.
And then I saw the Larabinth, and I, last time, because this is an encore season, and... Yeah, I loved it. I went with a group of my friends and it was a laugh a minute. And then...
to quote Sarah Wayscott.
To quote the star of the show, Sarah Wayscott, one of the stars. And then, Lee asked me to fill in when one of the cast members was not able.
So, Lee, I mean, this is iconic that a work comes back in Auckland. Tāmaki Makaurau, the place in which box office sales could be anywhere from 20% to 35%. So the fact that you are bringing the work back means obviously the last season was hugely popular.
It was hugely popular. And I'm going to tell you a little secret to that is do a very small run.
Yes.
4 nights only.
Oh,
you sell them out and it's great.
Bespoke.
And this time we're doing 2 nights, but 2 shows on Saturday.
Ah.
So, but there are still tickets. But, you know, I'm sure we'll get to that. But
So we're doing a limited season.
Limited season.
Limited
always run. A limited season.
And are you...
Exclusive.
Yes, we love exclusive. Have you revisited some parts? I mean, you know what, we're going to tweak this from the last run. Are you changing bits? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, well, it was... So Tom Sainsbury was in... said his name weird. Tom Sainsbury.
Sainsbury. Shout out to Tom, if you're listening.
So, yeah, he played several characters in the last run. And then... We just have a whole new person bringing all their different qualities.
I've actually always wanted to play Tom Sainsbury, so this is...
Yes, it's like it's so postmodern.
A real good opportunity.
Yeah, Florence as Tom, as the owl.
Yes.
I would not say that that's what I'm doing. But
you know, look, if someone's going to look through that lens and read that anyway, which is beautiful. I'm sure you're going to have repeat customers as well. Let's talk about the show itself. So it is a representation of the film The Labyrinth.
Yeah.
But this is somewhat different because you've got a cast of how many actors?
We've got 5 of us.
Yes, and you're playing all of the characters.
Yeah, so most characters, I think, get a look in,
mm-hmm.
In some way.
Yes. All the important ones.
All the important ones. And, and so we've got people, you know, changing characters and stuff. A couple of us just play the one character.
Yes.
I feel like, you know, the story takes a different turn.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like the overall sentiment of kind of, that's a bit weird.
Yes.
It comes through, you know?
It's interesting, isn't it? Like, I've recently revisited a bunch of Jim Henson works because I watched that documentary about Big Bird, and then I had sort of like this nostalgia trip. And his films, well, I guess they are his films. Yeah, but his films are, there are things that you pick up on after the fact. Like, I remember watching this as a child and being like, yes, and then now I'm like, oh, that's so freaky, or like, oh, that's so strange.
And just the whole relationship between, you know, the quite a lot older Goblin King.
Yes. I mean, David Bowie, an absolute legend, R.I.P. But like prancing around in some gorgeous spray-on tights.
Distracting trousers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Such confusing costume for a young girl like myself to be watching.
And confusing for many people, I think, yeah.
Absolutely, you do. I mean, and also, like, how evocative is it? I think about him, like, turning those silver balls in his hands.
Oh,
as he's
yeah.
Like,
the balls.
There's some balls. Okay, there's some balls. So talk to us. Okay, so what might we expect if we go to experience an original Lee show? Like, what Night Waffle show? What can we expect?
Okay, you can expect silliness with a capital... S.
Yeah.
Like,
or will it be an S?
Oh, it could be a silent. Oh, I don't know.
It's just silly, and we got quite a bit of feedback last time that people had sore faces from laughing, which is really nice.
We love that. We love a sore face.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, even though it's kind of filthy, I feel like it's also wholesome in a way.
Yes.
Just because it's joyful. Yeah.
Follows for you, stepping on stage, what are you, I mean, you, obviously we've been having the pleasure of seeing you on screen at the moment, you being in the core cast of Madam the TV show. What's the difference for you between going, being on TV and performing for the camera versus live on stage?
I would say actually one of the biggest things about shooting a comedy TV series is it actually can be quite... demoralizing because no one's allowed to laugh at you. So you're doing all this stuff and you're like, I don't know. Was that
the timing? You know, you're like,
I don't game sense. I'm getting nothing from you guys.
Yes. I feel like if you make the boom operator like snigger, you're like, yeah, I did my job.
Yeah, but they were really good at
holding
yeah,
it.
Yeah, holding it in. Yes. And I was like, but watching it, I'm like, okay, yeah. No,
it's
we
funny.
All did
it's
good.
Yeah,
so I love the energy that you get. The instant feedback you get from being on stage, and so yeah,
And tell me, is it a return to stage for you, or have you always been a screen gal?
I have been a screen gal for quite a long time as a kid, but I did a lot of theatre and stuff in uni. Mm-hmm. I went to Dunedin and did the theatre program there.
Oh, yeah, shout out and to Alan Hall.
Alan Hall, yeah, lunchtime theatre.
Yeah, yeah, love that.
And then I lived in LA for about 13 years and I did heaps of improv and sketch there. So
nice.
At like UCB and Groundlings and stuff. And so, yeah, that's a pretty intense... You're always on stage and it's... which is really cool, and it's also like quite a critical audience.
Yes, of course,
everyone's also like improv students watching you.
Yes.
So yeah, it's cool. It's nice. I like coming back here and performing.
Yeah, do
so,
it.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Are the improvised bits like in the show, or is it strictly script?
Whenever I do a draft that I bring to the group, we read that, and then with the understanding that I know we'll add so much. When we're rehearsing and stuff.
Yes.
So it's the kind of thing where you might do the line, then you might add a little bit, or you might just kind of, something great comes from a mistake. And also with Florence joining, and like we kind of changed one of the characters a bit, you know, changing from a male performer to a female performer, and it's like, oh, these two characters sound a bit similar, so let's make this person be from, or this creature be from... this other place, and then
yes.
That informs, you know, we kind of rewrote that character and Flo brought heaps of incredible lines.
Amazing.
So it's really nice, like it doesn't feel like we're just doing the same thing as last time. It's got a freshness.
Yes.
And yeah,
and
it's really fun.
Yeah, there's like a dialogue between you and your performers and then the text itself.
Yeah.
So you were at Pitt Street Theatre, which is just around the corner from Kanaranga Happy Road, on for two nights. So tonight.
Yep,
and
tonight,
then
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, and then two shows tomorrow.
Yeah, 7 and 9.
And so, where do we get tickets from?
Eventfinder.co.nz.
Excellent. I've got a babe hanging off my teat, so I'm unable to attend the show, but I would highly, it's like one of those things. I remember before I met you, Lee, that your work precedes you. Someone was wearing a t-shirt from, which I think was merch from a previous show, and of course that led to a conversation of like, what is this even merch for? And then the sort of mild obsession of like, have you seen Night Waffle's show? Like, have you, you
oh,
know,
I love
have,
that.
It's definitely one of those things. So
Lee designs those.
See, epic.
Like, she makes those drawings.
Oh,
like, she's
really?
So talented.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
Oh, my God.
So it was a T-shirt for, gosh, what was the show? I can't remember what the show was, but...
Exoshit had a...
Yes, maybe it was for Exoshit.
That was our poster, and Yvette was like, put it on a T-shirt.
T-shirt, yes.
I can't say, oh, no, strange
things. That's what I was.
Yeah, yeah, and that had all our faces on.
Yes.
My one, all the things peeled off. I think I'm going to put it in a hot wash. But anyway.
I feel like that's all part of it. Excellent. So head to Eventfinder. You've got three ways to catch the show. You can even go to multiple. Like, I feel like you could go to a show tonight and then go for the late night feel tomorrow night, which would be so epic.
Just do it. Look, if you bought a ticket for one show and there's room at another show, we'll give you the second one for free.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that. There's also an incredible class. We've got Mr. Matt Crawley in there. We've got Lucy Sutter, of course, who... lead singer from Dick Move, but also is an incredible performer as
She's
well.
She's amazing.
An actress.
And Jimmy Metherill, who is just a real star.
Oh,
is Sarah Waistcoat, our gorgeous 15-year-old lead.
Sarah Waistcoat, I'm dead. Thank you both so much for coming into the show. A show full of joy and postmodern quips. Definitely check it out. The Larabinth.
The Larabinth Returns.
The Larabinth Returns.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you guys so much for coming in. I just want to shout out a text we got in, which is really sweet. They said Larabinth was so bloody funny. Go and see it. They've done a huge shout out to you, Lee, for Night Waffles and for bringing interviews to Waiuku last year as a fundraiser. It was some of the most fun this listener has ever had. And they came to the night and loved it. So go see it, guys.
Thank
That's Larabinth. Thank you, guys. That was Stage Direction.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.